This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. So we've been in Mauritania for just over 2 days after arriving Wednesday morning. Today it's before Jumu'ah on the Friday. We're about to leave for Jumu'ah inshallah in the city with a big sheikh here. Inshallah, we'll be visiting the Sheikh. From the last time that we spoke, we had just reached Giru, which is about 568 kilometers away from Nouakchott, on a two-lane highway, which is basically one lane going one way and the other lane going the other way. There wasn't much traffic on the road, and pretty much what you see is just some villages with some huts. Mostly huts and tents, so it seems like the tent culture here is still very much still intact. On the way, you don't see too many big cities because most of the population of Mauritania, which is about 3 million in all, less than a million, is based in Nouakchott because that's where the work is. When we visited one of the other shuyukh, Sheikh Ba, his son told us there that there's no work there to be found. So either a person will stay there to study. If they want work, they'll have to come to Nouakchott or go somewhere else outside the country. So that's how it's made up. So far we haven't seen some really abject poverty. And, you know, we haven't seen that yet. I'm sure it exists because we're staying at a friend's house in Nouakchott right now who, Brother Mukhtar, this is where we're videoing it from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. So we took a walk around. There's a lot of good houses and things around this area, and this city is just sprawling, it seems. So when we got to Giru, which is a place where another famous scholar lives, whose name is Sheikh Khatri, that's from there we took about a 3 to 3.5 hour drive, literally over sand first for about 60 to 70% of it, which is literally you're just driving through the sand on tracks that some other car before you has made, and sometimes you get stuck. But it was a nice 4x4 pickup, so it was good. We managed to get there. Then there's a road that they've just made recently through the mountain, over the mountain, to be able to go over. And after that, it's about 1.5 hours of just stone, and that you're going over. And that is where you're probably going about what, 5 to 10 miles an hour, if that much, and it's just a bumpy ride all the way through. That whole journey from Giru to this place called Tuwaimarat, where Sheikh Murabit al-Hajj and his family and his tribe live, of about 20 houses. There's about 20 houses there. And again, a lot of tents. In fact, Sheikh Murabit al-Hajj, when you met him, he was in a tent. That's where he's lying down. So it's a 66-kilometer trek, that is, which took us about nearly 4 hours. Over 3 hours for sure. About 3.5 to 4 hours, that's what it took. And when we did the sandy part, before we got onto the stony part into the mountains, the driver had to get off and inflate his tires so that it could go over the stone more easily. And likewise, on the way back, he had to deflate his tires when he got onto the sand, otherwise you'd keep getting stuck in the sand. So Sheikh Murabit al-Hajj and his family, they literally live away from civilization. And I think that from what they're telling me is that that was intended, that he just wants to be out of civilization, just full zuhd, just wants to be away from everybody and just wants to do his ibadah there. And there wasn't even any cell phone coverage, mobile coverage in the area. The closest place from Tuwaimarat, which is the village that they're in, is this mountain that you have to get to, which probably takes about half an hour or something, you know, to get your cell phone coverage, it seems, your mobile coverage. Electricity there is through solar panels, so there's no direct electricity grid. He literally seems to have picked this spot just to be away. So for them to get supplies and everything, they have to take a pickup truck, which takes about 3.5 hours to get to the closest city, and that is the closest city. Giru is the closest city. So after spending a good half a day there, we managed to see Sheikh Murabit al-Hajj. We met his sons, his grandsons, and some other members of the family. Then we met one of the other great scholars there as well, Sheikh Had Amin, who's about 80 years old, very pleasant individual. MashaAllah, he was sitting there, very pleasant individual, smiley face. Had a good chat, inshallah, with him as well. Sheikh Murabit al-Hajj, he is generally not speaking these days. It's been a long time. maybe once a day or something, he says, he kind of gets up and speaks to the family, etc. But otherwise, he's generally lying down and sleeping. And while we're there sitting by him, he's sleeping. He's not conscious as such. Suddenly, you just start listening to him, and he's saying, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, and then he stops. And that was, you know, that is basically tells you that whatever you're used to saying when you're conscious abundantly, then you would probably do that when you're not in your conscience. So they teach there. There weren't any foreign students when we went there from England or from the US. There were some other students who'd gone out from other countries. They'd gone out, but seriously, it's a struggle. I mean, I've studied in India where it was a major struggle to study. Studying in the West or South Africa is easy. It's easy. Everything is organized. You've got everything at your, you know. Even in India, it's difficult in the sense that living conditions sometimes are not that great. But India is a very industrial country, and it produces huge amounts of goods. You know, you can find everything in India, and India is cheap as well. Mauritania pretty much imports all of their goods. Every product that you see, whether it's juice or yogurt or anything like that, it's all from Morocco. Even their fruit is from Morocco. There's hardly anything that happens here, it seems. So it's kind of very interesting the way the country is. And without electricity, even the other places where we went, where they had solar energy. The other thing we notice is that whenever you go to any of these places, except especially in the Badia, with these Bedouin tribes, they insist on you eating there. And it may take a few hours for them to get the meal ready, which is very different from in other places, but they will insist. So in many of these cases, they will insist that you eat first before you meet the sheikh. And subhanAllah, that's their hospitality, which you can still see, this hospitality that you find around the Muslim world. So they fed us some, what was it, some lamb, and you know, lamb with kidney, and there was some fried potatoes, etc. in there, and fried onions, and then there was a rice dish with a bit of meat inside. And subhanAllah, you know, it's kind of amazing how you see other people live. As I was mentioning, in India and Pakistan probably as well, other countries like that, in Syria, etc., you have a lot of products that are available. Here, there's not much that's available either in terms of what you can get, especially for people who are used to living, you know, Western life as such, with everything available to your, at your disposal. It's very difficult here. And then to have to live in a place like that to study, where you don't have any mobile phone coverage, and you have to literally travel 3 to 4 hours to the closest place to go and buy stuff, that's very, very difficult. Anyway, we finally left there in the evening around 7 o'clock or something, and we did that 3.5-4 hour drive again back to Geru. And then from Geru, we were on our way back to Nouakchott, but on the way, we took a turning into this place called Ainul Khashab, which is another small kind of locality, a small village, where there's another great sheikh whose name is Sheikh Ahmed Fall, who is the son-in-law of the son-in-law of Sheikh Murabit al-Hajj, and he's a great teacher there. So when we went in his room to visit him, it was nighttime after Isha. So we performed Isha prayer there, and we met him, and he is literally sitting in this room. There's no light there, you know, they're just using a torch or something, and there's lots of kitabs, a lot of books on the side, and there's a number of students who are sitting there, and it's just all sand outside. Yeah, they've got structures, they've got a few buildings here and there, but otherwise it's just this nice sand, and that's where you sit. You do your wudu there. There's some basic toilet facilities there, and you sit down there in the sand. You just do your wudu with a jug of water that they give you. So it's a whole different lifestyle, but quite amazing. We met him for a short while, and then after that, I just felt a lot of peace down there. Unfortunately, we didn't have time because we had to get back to Nouakchott to make it for Friday morning. But there was a lot of peace and serenity. I wish I could have stayed there for a bit longer and just sat down and just enjoyed the khalwa there, the solitude there, because there was absolutely no sound. So there's no sound pollution there, there's no light pollution there. It's quite amazing. You can hear everything that's going on. It's quite amazing. Unfortunately, we couldn't stay. We got back in the car, and then basically we drove for another, it was about 6 hours, those hundreds of kilometers, and we reached Nouakchott back early, just before Fajr time, about an hour before Fajr time, which was about, I think, about 5:30 or something like that. Allah.
they probably just moved whatever rocks they could and...
Right, right. So they could pave the path. كم من زمن عطاو يعدلوا الطريق؟
اوفا
ها؟
لا السنة هاي السابق هاي عدلوها عدلوا تاتي اخوها والسنة هذا عطاو في 14 هون العمال
14
أربعة أشهر
oh, only 4 months ago
عدلوا عمال
4 months
oh to do this
14 عمال هون
دا عمال الليلة والنهار عدلوا تاتي
والوتات؟
ولا محد الزين
اي وتات؟
لا وتات محد الزين لا الشعب دولة ما يفي
لا شعب
الحمد لله اخباره اخباره دوله لا لا عتيت ساعه بس وكان طالب الدوله انه تعدل له
تقدر انها ما مصايبين ما مصايبين
وطالب الدوله انه تقدر له ها
اي ما مصايبين
ما مصايبين
خير معي اوكي اوكي اوكي
Yeah, I was thinking.